Now, if I really wanted to refine that, and people did want to refine that, they really were creative people. They wanted to make beautiful objects, not just functional objects. What they could then do is change the hammer from a big stone hammer to a hammer that is much softer. A piece of antler is a perfect hammer. And what we would do then is actually thin the piece down and refine the shape, work our way round. And in about perhaps 10 to 15 minutes, there's your hand axe.
But as well as great manual dexterity, what's important for our story is the conceptual leap required to be able to imagine in the rough lump of stone the shape that you want to make, in the way that a sculptor today can see the statue inside the block of marble.
This particular piece of supreme high-tech stone is between 1.2 and 1.4 million years old. Like the chopping tool we were looking at in the last program, it was found in East Africa at Olduvai Gorge, that great split in the savannah in Tanzania. But this comes from a higher geological layer than the chopping tool. And there's a huge leap between those earliest first stone tools and this hand axe. Because I think it's in this tool that we find the real beginnings of modern humans. The person that made this is, I think, a person we would have recognised as someone like us.
All this carefully focused and planned creativity implies an enormous advance in how our ancestors saw the world and how their brains worked. But this hand axe may contain the evidence of something even more remarkable. Does this chipped stone tool hold the secret of speech? Was it in making things like this that we learned how to talk to one another? Recently, scientists have looked at what happens inside the brain when a stone tool is being made. They've used modern hospital scanners to see which bits of the brain are used when a napper is working with stone. And surprisingly, the areas of the modern brain activated when you're making a hand axe overlap considerably with those you use when you speak. It now seems very likely that if you can shape a stone, you can shape a sentence.